The news from Ellensburg Community Radio for Monday, February 10th. Former Seattle Seahawk Shaquem Griffin will speak at Central Washington University at 7 p.m. Thursday in the Cirque Ballroom. Griffin made history as the first one-handed player in the National Football League. His presentation is part of Central's Black History Month celebration and is free and open to the public. With frigid temperatures in the forecast, the city will open the lobby between Howe Homes Community Center and the Ellensburg Public Library at 8 a.m. as a warming center each day this week. Aboresk & Co. at 101 East Pennsylvania Avenue in Roslyn hosts the Kittitas County Chamber of Commerce's After Hours event at 5 p.m. Tuesday. Aboresk & Co. is a furniture consignment shop. Valley Theater continues its winter play, Peter and the Starcatcher, this week at the IOOF Oddfellows Ballroom, with performances at 7 p.m. on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, and 2 p.m. on Saturday. The play is based on the novel by Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson. Tickets are $20 for general admission and can be purchased at the Valley Theater website. Bender Road will be closed near Reeser Creek intersection between today and March 7th due to a bridge replacement project. A detour route will be available. The 21st annual Winter Hop Brew Fest is from noon to 5 p.m. at venues throughout downtown Ellensburg on Saturday. The event features craft beers from brewers around the region, live music, and more. Ticket information is on the Kittitas County Chamber of Commerce's website. The deadline for the Enterprise Challenge has been extended to February 21st. Enterprise Challenge is a business plan competition open to new and emerging companies in Kittitas County. The Kittitas County Chamber of Commerce sponsors the event, and entry information is on the Chamber's website. In high school basketball this weekend, the Ellensburg girls team defeated Selah 77-47 on Friday. The Bulldog boys fell to Selah 78-50. Ellensburg closes out the regular season play with games at Grandview on Tuesday. The Kittitas and Clallam-Roslyn teams competed in the Eastern Washington Athletic Conference tournament this past week. On the girls' side, Clallam-Roslyn and Kittitas both advanced to the district tournament. The Warriors claimed the top seed with a 59-50 win over Columbia Burbank, and the Coyotes claimed the fifth seed with a 43-41 win over Warden. On the boys' side, neither Kittitas nor Clallam-Roslyn advanced to the district tournament. The CW women's and men's basketball teams won at home on Saturday. The Wildcat women defeated Simon Fraser 79-72, led by Capri Sims, who finished with 21 points and 12 rebounds. Central is in third place in the GNAC with a 10-3 league record. The Central men beat Alaska Fairbanks 92-75, with six players scoring in double figures, led by Mitch Sprizzi with 22 points. CW is in first place in the GNAC with a 10-2 league record. The Fish Open Table lunch today is ham and bean soup, a roll and apples. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60+, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clallam. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clee Ellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 30 degrees. Sunset is at 5:19 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 8 degrees. Winds will be 5 to 10 miles per hour. This newscast can be found at www.ebergradio.org. This has been Michael Gallagher for Ellensburg Community Radio.